Welcome back to Eco Talk, and it is time to boogie. It is summertime, just about in the middle of it, and what is more American than a summer barbecue or picnic? But have you ever thought about all the environmental impact from the production and waste resulting from the tons of plastic cups, plates, knives, forks, and plastic tablecloths we tend to use for outdoor gatherings? Well, there are lots of folks who have been thinking about that, and there are some solutions. In this segment, we'll be speaking with Lawrence Comras. He's founder of the online superstore GreenHome.com. If you plan to use disposable items for your outdoor party at all, you'll be happy to know there are lots of options, more and more all the time. Want to welcome Lawrence Axel Comras, as he's now going by, to the show, and tell us, what can GreenHome.com offer our summer barbecues?
Hi, Betsy. Thanks for having me on the show. Well, a lot of the focus at GreenHome.com is on cleaning and greening the inside of the house, but now it's summer and everyone is, you know, and should be outside, and I guess one of the biggest things we do is barbecue. And so GreenHome has put together a short list of things that could make your barbecue greener. The main thing is the charcoal lighter fluid that we use in the barbecue. Mm. It's pretty nasty stuff. It emits volatile organic compounds, which are called VOCs, and these evaporate into the charcoal, and then when you burn it, it goes into your food, and then when you eat it, it goes into your body.
Mm.
And so that causes health problems, and especially in children. It also goes into the atmosphere and is one of the primary contributors to the creation of ozone. So we recommend getting a charcoal chimney, which you can get at any local hardware store, and not using lighter fluid, but putting paper under the charcoal. And
you say charcoal chimney. Is that a brand?
What they're called.
Okay.
It's a circular metal device that you put the charcoal in because it's shaped like a chimney. The heat from paper that you put underneath the charcoal will get it lit without using any lighter fluid at all.
What about propane gas barbecues?
They're better than typical barbecues. We recommend those over lighter fluid barbecues for sure.
Okay, so then as we proceed through the meal, what should we know is out there?
Very
as well?
Very good, the meal. The second thing is try to eat organic. If you can buy organic food, you're going to do a lot better by you and your family, and we recommend shopping locally, and obviously, you know, you are what you eat, so eat organic. The third thing, a big one for us, is pesticides, because we're always slapping that stuff on in the summertime. And pesticides are endocrine disruptors. They are incredibly powerful chemicals that we do not understand very well. They work by changing the speed of different bodily functions, either increasing them, like making you sweat more, making your heartbeat faster, or decreasing them, sometimes to the point of stopping them entirely, like breathing.
Okay.
So it's pretty scary stuff, and the good news is there are now alternatives that we sell on GreenHome.com and that you can get virtually anywhere else that are non-toxic and don't use these chemicals that will make you sick. I'll just mention a couple of them. One is called Orange Guard, and it repels ants and spiders and all kinds of insects. And the other is called Battle that we just got and we're very proud of. And that also works all around the yard and all around wherever you're having a barbecue. So
you're talking about insect repellent.
Yes, these are insect repellent.
Good to know. As my daughter heads off to camp in Maine, good, healthier one to put.
Yeah,
on
those
her
are a couple that I would that we've tested out ourselves. We believe in, and we would recommend, and they're available on GreenHome.com.
Okay,
and
now
go ahead.
Need to get to the biodegradables because I'm so excited about them.
Yeah, that's where I was just going. The fourth would be that you really can do a huge wonderful thing if you eliminate the garbage bags and the plastic cups and the virgin paper napkins that most barbecues consume. And so I would like to recommend what we call compostable ware. In the case of garbage bags, they're made from low-density polyethylene. They protect everything so well that if you put something in a garbage bag into a landfill, it will just last forever. They're virtually indestructible, which is one of their selling points, but it's one of my selling points that you should be using compostable ware.
That plastic fork, you maybe used it for 5-10 minutes, it'll be there for 500 years. It doesn't take up a lot of space, but they do add up.
Well, it's amazing how much they add up. On average, one plastic cup is thrown away by each American every day. That's over 100 billion plastic cups a year.
And another one of my pet peeves is, you know, at a barbecue or picnic, everyone's got a, you know, plastic cup, and then they forget which one is theirs because they all look alike, all those yellow cups with the beer. And so they take another one and another one. Putting an initial on it is a simple thing to do, right?
Great idea. That's a wonderful thought. You can. The best thing would be to bring your own stuff and bring it home and wash it. We would definitely recommend that first, but that's a little impractical.
Yeah, sounds good, but I don't know if even my friends would do it.
I don't know. But the second thing is we could definitely use something that's compostable that has the same performance characteristics as a plastic item and that we sell on greenhome.com, whether it's a fork or a knife. They're now available. They look and work and perform just like the ones you're used to, but they're made out of corn or they're made out of wheat or they're made out of potatoes, and you put them in a landfill or in a compost bin and they will decompose within months.
So there's absolutely no reason to use them. Are they much more expensive? I know that
they have been historically, but because they're finally catching on and some bigger institutions are starting to buy them, obviously with the economies of scale going down, they're now much less expensive, and the price is dropping all the time. So you can find alternatives to plasticware that are now roughly within the range of, they're still a little bit more, maybe 15 to 20% more than plastic, but it's not prohibitively expensive anymore.
And this is a minor issue in our last half a minute here.
Yeah.
But, you know, only buy what you think you're going to serve. Some people overdo it, you know, and then they end up throwing out so much food. That's a waste.
I agree. If you can bring awareness to the process, that's the ultimate. If you think about it, if you simply approach anything like a barbecue as something that you're trying to do in a more environmentally conscious way, you've done the biggest thing you can do.
And that's what we try to do here at EcoTalk, is connect the dots and have sound solutions for a healthier planet. This certainly is one of them. And it's one of those things we may not think about much, but we should bring it into our consciousness, especially this time of year. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Betsy.
Axel Comrass with greenhome.com. We'll have to have him back and talk about some other things that we can find at greenhome.com, because that's obviously a big area, very close to home. And we'll be back. Stay with us.